Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destinies shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 130426. Amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome to Prophetic Declaration Hours. This is a divine moment of encounter, a season of empowerment, a prophetic platform where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the power of the Most High God. I want you to get ready. As these declarations go forth, grace will locate you, strength will enter you, and every weakness in your life shall be swallowed up by divine empowerment. Lift up your voice wherever you are and declare, I am strengthened by grace. Amen. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladunjoye. And remember, we are in the month of blossoming in grace. Blossoming in grace. And the theme for today is strengthened by grace. Strengthened by grace. And our scripture focus is from the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. And I read, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. I read again, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And quickly, I want us to give consideration to this scripture. Beloved, I want you to know something, that God has not called you to struggle through life. He has called you to triumph through grace. The instruction is very clear. He said, be strong in grace. Be strong in grace. You know the meaning of this? This means your strength is not in your ability. It is not in your experience and not in your connections, but in Christ. Here the instruction gives it, be strong in grace. Be strong in grace. The grace that has been made available for you by Christ. Be strong in grace that is in Christ Jesus. That is what that scripture is saying. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to say here today that grace is divine enablement. It empowers you to stand when others are falling. It lifts you when you feel weak. It energizes you when you feel empty. Even in your lowest moment, grace is at work, building you, strengthening you, and preparing you for victory. Hear this. This is prophetic truth that I want you to hear. You cannot be defeated when grace is at work in you. In this season of blossoming in grace, you will not break under pressure. You will not fail in your assignment. You will not be overwhelmed by life's challenges. Grace will make the difference. Grace will speak for you. And grace will carry you through. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Right away, we go for prophetic declarations. I want you to lift up your hands and receive these prophetic words. Don't forget, your faith must be intact because that is our connecting point. We are joining our faith together in making these declarations today. Remember, where two of us shall agree on a thing, by faith it shall be done, both in heaven and on the earth. First and foremost, I will want you to pray. Pray by decree, pray by declaration, pray by prophetic utterances. I want you to pray that every weakness in my body, in my soul, in my spirit is swallowed up now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray, Father, let every sickness in my body, I want you to address your body, speak to your body. He said, if you speak to this mountain, the mountain will respond, it shall be moved. Speak to every mountain in your body, speak to your soul and your spirit, and say, every weakness in my body, in my soul, in my spirit, I command you to be swallowed up right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. To be swallowed up now by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every weakness in my body, every weakness in my soul, every weakness in my spirit, I command you to be swallowed up by the grace of God. I command you to be swallowed up by the blood of Jesus. I command you to be swallowed up by the power of the Almighty Father. I command you to be swallowed up today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I decree over you, every one of you who has prayed that prayer, that from today you are strengthened by grace. From today, every weakness in your body, in your soul, in your spirit is swallowed up now. In Jesus' mighty name, I declare over you, receive supernatural strength. Strength to stand, strength to endure, strength to overcome in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of discouragement, every spirit of heaviness and exhaustion, I command them to be broken from your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Instead, let fresh grace rest upon your life now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In place of discouragement, heaviness, and exhaustion, fresh grace will rest upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. I prophesy, I decree, and I declare over you, where others are failing, you will succeed by grace. Where others are giving up, you will rise stronger in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You remember the Bible says when they say they are being cast down, you will begin to experience and enjoy lifting up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace for divine assignment. Every assignment given to you by God. Divine vision, divine assignment. Receive the grace now. The grace for you to be able to carry through. I decree over you, you will not abandon your purpose. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, God has ordained you for a purpose. You will not abandon that purpose if you have found it. And in case you are yet to find purpose, today in the name of Jesus, by the grace of God, you begin to find purpose. You will not miss your calling. You will not miss your calling. You will fulfill destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I want somebody to hear him say, I will not miss my calling. I will fulfill destiny. I will not abandon my purpose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare, I prophesy over you today that grace will speak for you in every area of your life. Grace will speak for you in every area of your life. Doors will be opened. Help will come. Favor will locate you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every eternal battle, there are people fighting inwardly. The battle of fear, doubt, anxiety. I command them to be silenced in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. You are rising in confidence. You are rising in boldness and power in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree and I declare over you today, you will not be weary. you will not faint. The strength of God is renewed in you like the eagle. From today, you are unstoppable by grace. You are moving forward. You are advancing and you are prevailing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I want you to say this one loud and clear. And by faith, say, I am strong in grace. Say it again. I am strong in grace. I am walking in divine strength. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. The grace of God will work for you. Will work in your favor in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Quickly hear this word of knowledge. The other time, God spoke to you to begin to help others. I don't know what you are waiting for. How many people have you helped since then? Look out for people consciously and help them. Help consciously, consciously. Don't let them come and ask from you. Reach out to people. God has been placing some fellows in your mind. Reach out to them, no matter who they are. And as you do that, your heavens will open and he will shower you with his treasures in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. In closing, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for releasing your grace upon your people. Thank you because your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Today, we receive all together as a team, as a family. We receive grace, grace to stand, grace to overcome. We receive grace to fulfill destiny. We declare that no challenge will defeat us. Everyone that is a member of Praying Scriptures, Lord Almighty Father, we declare that no challenge will defeat us. Everyone that is a member of Prophetic Declaration Hour, nobody will overwhelm us. And no assignment will be abandoned. By your grace, we rise above limitations. By your grace, we prevail over adversities. By your grace, we accomplish great things. We step into this day empowered. We step into today strengthened and established in Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Remember, this is Prophetic Declaration Hour. Where grace speaks, where destiny rises, and lives are transformed. Your host is Pastor and Counselor Wale Rich Oladujoye. Please, I want you to keep sharing this tape until somebody is blessed that will come across it. You cannot share it enough. Share it to your families, your relatives, your group members. The more you do this, the more you are blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. And don't forget to be part of Kingdom Expansion Programs. We are handling a lot of programs, even planting churches. Be part of Kingdom Expansion Programs. And as you do this, God will keep on blessing you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every soul that is saved by through your means, through your contribution and support, the Lord Almighty Father will bless you in return. In Jesus' mighty name. And in case you want to get in touch with me, call +234 9022 352 952. Amen. Go forth today. Strengthened by grace, empowered for victory, and positioned for greatness. Keep declaring, keep believing, and keep walking in grace. Until our ways cross again, please be conscious of God's presence around you, especially today. Anywhere you go, the Lord will go with you, and God will preserve your going out and coming back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, it is well with you. Shalom. Amen and amen.